Gain your offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
This is The Oddcast with Dusty Angel.
Now this means you put your penis in the woman's anus.
Jesse.
It slipped, and I remember I had him stop because it hurt really bad. A few minutes later, like, okay, try it again.
And Robert.
If your husband loves blowjobs, you better fucking learn to love that shit.
It's not a mistake. It's Error FM.
Give us a call at 310-878-4890.
And now, The Oddcast. Live!
All right, show of hands. Who did the Black Friday thing? You didn't? I did not at all. Jesse, I can't hear you, sweet cheeks.
Can you hear me now? Black Friday? I went to bed at 5 in the morning when other people were getting up.
Yeah. See, fuck all that early morning shit.
I was drunk.
Why were you going to bed at 5 in the morning?
Because she's a fucking party animal.
I went to bed at 5 in the morning that night, and then the next night I went to bed at 3, and then last night I went to bed at 2. At least I'm getting closer to, like, 10.
To regular people hours. Yeah.
Goodness. Well, what's regular people hours?
I know. There isn't. Because you know what? I can't go to sleep. I sit down and so much shit is running through my head that I can't get to sleep till like 2 in the morning. It doesn't matter.
It's about 2.
That's pretty fucking bad. So we're all normal.
I usually go to bed around 2 anyway.
Yeah. We're all normal. But yeah, fuck that Black Friday thing and waking up at 3 in the morning
Did you see all the commercials beforehand?
Nah, I didn't really catch any of them, actually.
It was like warm, and you watched the TV and the commercials like, Sears open at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Kohl's open at 3 a.m. Yeah. Or it started off from 5 to 4 and then it went to 2 a.m. I'm like, well, wow, they're trying to beat each other.
Exactly. opened at 10 p.m. It's going to be apparently the new thing now where they're going to do it on Thursday night at 10 p.m. And like some store, I can't remember, it was Target actually. They opened up at 10 p.m. So they were already 6 hours ahead of everybody else when everybody else opened up. But that's just, that's too much. Just to save a couple $100 on a fucking flat screen, people.
What's wrong with people, though?
I don't know.
I can't sit there and
Honestly, though, if I had the money to spend, I'd probably be out there too.
Well, you know what? That's the thing. I can spend it. It's just I don't want to wake up that I'll go online. I don't even think it's worth all the hassle.
I don't want to fight crowds.
Yeah, because people are getting into fights over that shit. Every year, there's like 3 or 4 good-ass stories, especially in L.A., about people who've shot somebody over a fucking Tickle Me Elmo because they wanted to save $3 or, you know, shit like that.
What's the new toy this year? Has it come out yet?
Jack Me Off Elmo or something like that? Or
bop
I don't know.
It. Or bop it? Squeeze it. Pull it. That's a toy?
Yeah, that just sounds like a porn advertisement.
I'm so sick right now that I can't even do Elmo.
Oh, pobrecito. Look at Robert's sick. Is it a sex inflicted throat injury?
So. Okay. Stop swallowing. It's wrong with you.
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you're picking stuff out of your teeth right now. You dirty bastard, you.
You guys are gross. I can't get sick without it having to be a sexual thing.
Well,
no,
you're
not
gay.
Not in Dusty's eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry,
everything's
no.
sexual when it comes
no,
to
No, if
Dusty.
That were the case, all gay men would be sick every day.
True that. I guess you got a point there. I'm never gonna doubt you again, dude.
Thank you.
Promise. Never. So I don't know, man. I just was chilling this whole Thanksgiving. I'm glad it's over. The food was the shit.
You want to do something really quickly?
Yes. What do we want to do?
You want to see if we're live right now?
Yes. Let's
I have
see.
The stream playing from the station.
Uh huh.
Let's see if we hear ourselves
on Air FM.
Yeah.
Let's trip people out.
3 a.m. just to
get
it.
Did you see all the commercials? Well,
there we are.
Nah. I didn't really catch any of it.
Sound like cool.
We got delay going
Sears
on.
Open. It's all
but hey, we're on.
Cold.
Yeah, because we might say something offensive, so they got us on delay.
And then it went to 2 a.m. I'm like, oh, wow. That's going to freak people out. Turn
there's
it off.
No dump button. I know, but I just really wanted to make sure that we were online.
You just want to hear your fucking voice.
I don't have a voice right now.
I know. That sucks.
This is the last thing I want to hear. But no, for real, I really just wanted to make sure that we were on, because after all those times of us cutting in and out and all that crap.
Sorry, people. I think this last week was officially our first, like, she's into live radio.
I was
right?
listening.
310-878-4890, people. Give us a call.
Good job,
Skype
Rob.
Skype is waiting.
I was listening for the first 10 minutes because I was late.
Yeah, coming back from
Vegas. I had
the Vegas.
Headphones on with the iPhone. I was listening in the car like, oh, what's going on?
So you guys ready for these goddamn holidays? I mean, it's fucking
no,
here.
No, I hate them. I'm ready for my birthday next week.
Oh, that's right.
Let everybody know, we are doing December 3rd in Silver Lake. It's called, it's in Sunset Junction.
Mm-hmm. Give it to us,
off of, I don't remember the exact address, but I posted it on Facebook. But it is off of Griffith Park Boulevard. I know that. In Sunset. I mean, I'm sorry. In Silver Lake.
By the end of the show, we'll
but,
give you
the exact. But it's from 6 to 11 p.m.
This place is. It's right off of Sunset and side of the street. What's the cross street?
It's on Griffith Park Boulevard.
So Griffith Park and Sunset. It's right at the corner.
There you go.
But we're also going to be recording your shout outs.
Yeah.
You come in, say your name, who you are, you know, why you love us, if you love us, if you hate us,
you hate
whatever.
Us.
And on Sunday when we do our live show, we'll play it all.
Yes,
so
we
get your,
will.
So, 2 minutes in.
So get your asses there. And once again, we talked about this a couple shows ago. Black and Latino people, please get there on time. Okay.
We promise not to be 2 hours late this time.
No CPT time on this one, guys. Okay. Promise.
Promise.
We'll try.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys the exact address. 1519 Griffith Park Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90026. Once again, 1519 Griffith Park Boulevard, LA, California, 90026.
Awesome.
Yes.
Do show up.
Do you have a future?
I don't know, but this is the only voice that seems to be coming out right these days.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe you and I
should start like
some
a
competition.
Ooh. Nah, you
yeah,
beat
so
me.
Show up and celebrate a 1 year anniversary of the Oddcast and my birthday.
Yes.
I'm turning 24.
24. You're getting old, but you can't talk shit about us getting old anymore.
Stop.
No, you're there.
I'm mid 20s. No. I feel like
you're old.
I feel like I'm 16. I look 16.
Yeah, you do. That's the creepy part about it.
The funny thing is I weigh less than I did when I was 16. I was 120 pounds when I was 16.
You weigh less?
Yeah.
You were 120 pounds? I can't picture you being 120
I was 120
pounds.
When I was like 17. About, no, 18.
She just gets fuller, that's all.
Yeah, I get fuller. Like my cheeks get bigger and I get more of a butt.
You're more of a butt.
But so black guys, I'm at 104 now. So
black guys start hitting on you and that's the case.
I guess.
More of a butt.
Pretty much.
Well, these damn holidays, man. I'm never ready for it. I'm that December 23rd, 24th shopper guy that.
Oh yeah, me too.
No, and now with the internet, it's so cool. I don't think last year I stepped foot inside a store. It's great. It's fucking great.
I didn't buy anybody gifts last year. I'm like, I'm too poor for this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you didn't have a job last year. I remember this time last year, right? You
no,
started
I didn't.
Your,
I didn't have a job.
You started your job like 2 months later or something like that.
No, 6 months later. Oh, no, four
damn,
months later.
See?
Yeah, 4 months. 420, remember?
I worked.
It was on 420.
420, and then I got hired permanently April 30th, and I got laid off April 30th prior year. So that's kind of odd.
Hey, do you have any suggestions on what I can get mom and the kids?
Get her some dishes and towels.
There you go. Never gets old. Dishes and towels.
Well, I know she wants boots really bad because it's the winter season.
Oh, God.
And
I already got her
in.
Boots like 5 years in a row.
Okay, but she wants them. It's winter time, okay?
Yeah, boots never get old. And
I got her a pair
she
last year.
She keeps trying to borrow mine, okay? And I don't want to give them to her. I'm not ready to give them up. They're new to me still. So you asked me, and I felt bad because I told her no, and then I felt guilty. And I'm like, okay, go ahead. She's like, no, it's fine. I'm like, God, I hate that.
Speaking of boots, this is like the perfect weather.
Why don't
you
get her boots?
Yeah.
Do I look rich?
You know where they are.
Shit, I'm working like 3 days a week. What's wrong with you?
Three? Damn, Desi, they cut your shit quick.
Hell yeah, but it's a good thing I make $10 an hour.
Yeah.
And if I work a whole shift, that's at least $100.
There
so.
You go. Well, shit.
You know, if I work a few days, I got rent covered, so.
Does anybody out there need a girl to do stuff for you?
Like, what do you mean?
Want to give Destiny a job?
People need girls all the time to do certain jobs.
Yeah.
So what are you
no,
going
I don't
at?
Mean like that.
Yeah,
these perverts do not call.
We've pimped Desi off a few times in the past.
If you know someplace Destiny can work, 310-878-4890.
Call Sunday at 9.
Yeah. You can only reach us between 9 and about 10:15. So
10:30, 11, you
she does
out.
Everything, ladies and gentlemen. She can plow.
And I mean everything. Just kidding. Oh, no, just joke.
Yep, there you go. Desi, you're a dirty little whore.
You want to read off your resume? You want to read off your resume, Desi?
Yeah, Desi, what do you do?
I live at it. No, I'm just kidding. No. What's wrong with you guys?
I'm just kidding.
Pimping her off again.
I couldn't think fast enough.
We got to stop doing that, dude.
It's okay.
I know, yeah. It actually
it's
works
fine.
Out fine. It works
so, how
out
was
perfect.
Your Thanksgiving, Desi?
It was cool. It was cool. Just hung out with the family a little bit. As soon as I stepped in, I kind of had one foot out the door already because, you know, I love the fam and everything, but. Good 3-4 hours and I'm done. And
I don't know.
Done.
You go drunk. I had Bailey's and coffee.
Yeah,
to start
right.
off, and then
I got
had
there.
Wine.
I got there, and she gave me a shot of Bailey's.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I'm like, yeah, I feel great.
Every Thanksgiving, that is the first thing I do is drink.
Yeah. And then right after I ate turkey, I knocked out for 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then I woke up and then I went to my friend's house around midnight, had some wine.
Nice.
And then after we finished a whole bottle of wine each,
uh-huh.
We started drinking beer out of the fucking cocktail glasses.
Oh my goodness.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Didn't go to bed till 5.
Now that's a Thanksgiving, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Thanksgiving. That's why you can't get up for Black Friday.
Then apparently I did a photo shoot that I didn't remember.
What?
What? See, you're, yeah. You're somewhere on YouPorn.
It's with my friend, you know, Cardenia, whatever.
You are. You're on YouPorn somewhere.
No, she has to, well, they have the pictures.
Well, let me look it up. You.
I was wearing just my leggings and my leopard bra.
And that's it.
With leggings. A gun, a fake BB gun.
Oh, leggings, leopard bra, and a gun.
And I'm posing with them. Hey, some of them look hot.
No, I'm
going to get
sure
them
does.
And I'm going to, you know, post them.
There you go.
I'll post
really?
Them.
Now,
hey, there's a few that look good, man.
Hey, sorry. Do your thing, though.
You'd fuck me, I'd fuck me.
You're talking to a gay guy, so.
And your brother.
And
it's
your brother.
It's a joke. That's well, I'm talking to both of you guys, but I'm talking to the listeners as well. I'm so, looking no, at you guys.
If you really want Destiny to post those pictures, call us at 310-878-9780. 4890.
Good. Send me a comment. Just send
Good
me a
job,
post
Robert.
Saying I voted.
Yeah, that's it.
Send me that and then I'll post it. You'll personally get it tagged in your album.
I'll put a poll up on podtalkers.com.
Yeah, I think I think it's going to be an overwhelming 99.9.
I will post them. Yeah. If you comment and send, I will post.
That sounds like a deal. Let's pimp her out. Can I put them on Craigslist to kind of advertise the show?
If I get 90% of the
Craigslist.
Profit.
90%. Yeah, that'll get a lot of the perverts.
All right, fine. I'll do 70. I'm just kidding.
70, 30, 65, 35.
No, let's not do that.
No, we shouldn't put her on Craigslist.
No, I'm not prostituting myself.
I had 4 Thanksgivings to go to.
Yeah, no. I couldn't have did
so
it.
I got so fucking full.
Oh, yeah.
You're
yeah.
fucking fat.
Damn.
I ate a little bit everywhere.
Wow. That's love right there. Hold on, let's go back to that. She said, you're fucking fat.
P-H-A-T.
Oh, pretty
hot,
gotcha.
Tempting.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, that fat. Gotcha. Right. Okay.
Only if I was a gay guy.
But see, thank you. I appreciate that.
You look like a chubby Wilder Valderrama.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's good. Cause
you look like a...
What? Tell me.
What does he look like? What are you?
I'm Persian.
Did you get that post that me and Tim sent you?
Yes, I fucking did, you motherfucker.
He's got dusty angel eyes.
I couldn't get my dick. My dick didn't get hard for like 2 days.
He has dusty angel
eyes? Yeah, they sent me this Facebook
post. I sent him a
post
on
Facebook. Some light-skinned black guy with an 8-pack fucking rib, which I wish I had, but I don't. I got like fucking beer gut here.
I just got a text from Barry said I voted.
Beautiful. Thumbs up.
We got one so far. Yeah.
Free hand job if you're a Democrat.
Oh, God.
Just no. What?
Yeah, she just caught that shit.
He's just trying to get a free hand job.
Unfortunately, I'm Republican.
Nothing's
no,
free
not.
In this world.
I'm independent. So on that note, should we get into some freaking news?
Actually, let's take a break and then do the news.
Oh, okay. I like that better.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Don't worry, PCast listeners. If you're downloading this, you will not hear the break.
The news.
Good evening and thank you for joining us. Bringing it straight to your face, really raw, really uncut.
Well, tonight, a Las Vegas woman claims there's an image of Jesus on the lid of her toilet seat. And now for the news.
Yeah, mother
sorry,
mother
sorry.
There we go.
Are.
Damn you. All right. So apparently, this dude has done something that I've always wanted to do. But he picked.
What am I going?
Oh, he picked a different profession, but, you know, anyway. Apparently, a fake doctor saw patients in a hospital ER for weeks.
What?
Yeah, this dude actually ended up being a fake doctor, and he posed as a fake doctor. He actually camped out. Let's see. A North Carolina man faced criminal charges after police say he posed as a health professional and got involved with patients at a hospital emergency room. It said the man has 3 misdemeanor counts of impersonating the doctor. Stewart posed as a visiting medical resident seeking training and camped out in the emergency room of Cape Fear Valley Medical Center. Stewart said he was at it for 2 weeks in October before a physician's assistant noticed he didn't have a badge and called him out.
Oh, boy.
Nice, right?
How does somebody get in there anyway? Don't you notice, hey, there's a new guy here. Oh,
you
does anyone
think,
check his shit? Like
yeah.
The manager, the boss, somebody?
Nope, nobody
like, oh,
checked.
Oh, someone's on crew, okay. Like, don't you get paperwork from them?
Nobody checked jack shit. And this dude went for 2 weeks. Do you think about the people that he probably diagnosed? Or, you know, that's some shit right there. You can, that hospital's going to be fucked if any people decide to press charges. If they do.
Yeah. How much do you hate the Palins? I know you like Sarah Palin.
You know
Palin.
What? Sarah Palin is so fucking hot to me. So, sorry. I love the Palins.
Well, I don't think this guy likes them as much.
What's that?
A man shoots television over Palin being on Dances with the Star, Dancing with the Stars.
What?
I heard about that one.
I know. It says, according to the court documents, Janice Conway, the wife, said her husband came home Monday from the bar and had a few beers with dinner before settling down to watch Dancing with the Stars. When Palin, the 20-year-old daughter of the Tea Party's favorite Sarah Palin, began her routine, Conway jumped up and began swearing. His wife said he was upset that the politician's figure's daughter was dancing on TV, even though he felt she didn't have talent.
God
she
damn
doesn't.
It.
She doesn't. Says that her father then left the living room and reappeared 20 minutes later with a shotgun, raging with his face bright red, and
people.
Blasted the TV.
What?
She then,
that's funny.
She said he then pointed the gun at her and told her to go fetch his pistol.
Are you
threatened
joking
to kill
me?
Himself if she brought anyone. Janice Conway fled the home and went to the attorney's office where she...
people. And why did you marry this man? You know he was fucking crazy. He's shooting a TV.
And again, they're probably from the South. They got a shotgun and pistol.
The only thing I do when Palin's on TV is jack off. This guy's fucking shoot.
This is
well,
her
to
daughter,
the daughter.
Man. Her daughter is not.
How old is she?
She's fat and material. Chunky.
I've been known to.
She looks like somebody who should be like in high school still. She looks like a high school, one of those little preppy high
school.
So
far, I haven't
like
heard one negative. Not one.
Well, in my eyes, preppy cheerleader girls, I don't like. Okay, I never liked them, and that's what she looks like. You see her, she just looks like, oh, go back to high school,
really?
You fucking...
Hey, okay, I might have to look her up after
shallow bitch.
I might have to look her up after the
right
show.
Now.
Oh, let's check her out.
Tessa,
oh,
you might actually
let me
do...
See.
You would do her.
Let's see.
He does anything. Seven-year-old
lady,
hello.
No, that's not true. Tessa, but I got a little glimpse of her.
You would definitely do her.
I've done worse. That's her right there? I've done work. This is the one that the whore with the boyfriend that
Levi
got married.
Johnson, yeah.
I wanted to fuck her like 3 years ago. What are you guys talking about? Sorry, guys.
Yeah, like the side by side look.
Yeah, no, I definitely. I've done hell worse.
Mother
hell
and daughter.
A lot worse.
Mother and daughter.
Mom is. Oh.
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
She sounds like that. The mom from Bobby's World. Don't you know?
She
don't
can so know. Talk to me while I'm doing her.
And her fucking stupid new show.
Dusty, huh?
Sarah
give it
Palin.
To me, don't you know?
Yeah, she has a new show.
Alaska
Palin,
something.
Sarah Palin's Alaska or some shit like that.
And then she thinks she's thinking of running for president again. It's like, bitch, you don't have a chance. Really?
They'll give. Really? Nah. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised. Nowadays, we elected the Terminator.
That's true.
Anybody can become president now.
There.
Next thing, we're going to be fucking... Snooki's going to be
But she
governor.
Already has a reputation that isn't that great, so...
Yeah.
People aren't going to forget that.
True, but she's
and
hot.
That's how I remember, and that's how everyone's going to remember her. So, like, she already fucked her chance up. Like, once you fuck it up with people, it's hard to fix it.
Oh.
When it comes to, like, you know, pleasing the general public.
Ooh, please,
onto worse and worser mothers.
Pleasing.
Car thief scolds mom for leaving kid in car.
What
the fuck's wrong with you? I was trying to steal your fucking car, bitch.
Yeah.
And your kid's in it?
A mother was criticized for leaving her son in her car by a man who stole her car.
Jesus.
Galveston police said a 22-year-old woman and her boyfriend parked along Seawall Boulevard near 9th Street early Tuesday morning to go fishing. They took their fishing gear down to the beach and then decided it was too cold for the toddler, investigators said. The mother took the child back to the car, started the engine and heater, and then went back to the beach to help her boyfriend get the fishing gear. Police said the investigators said a homeless man hopped in the car and took off with the child inside. A few minutes later, the car thief took the car back and yelled at the couple for leaving the child in the car. Detectives said the thief ran away on foot. The district attorney decided not to file charges against the woman and her boyfriend for leaving the child in the car.
That's the world we live in, ladies and gentlemen.
She could have gotten her kid fucking killed.
Well,
if that guy did not have a conscience and was some psycho, they wouldn't have a baby.
Thank God he was just a homeless guy and not a car thief.
Yeah, but what is her problem? Like,
car thieves actually just like, fuck the baby.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to leave your kid in a car running.
Yeah, that is kind of dumb, people.
Are you fucking stupid?
People are retarded. And luckily we have a nice thief gentleman, one of the good people on our earth, to say, ma'am, shame on you. No, ma'am. Double shame on you.
He still got fucked. He should have just taken off with the car and dropped the kid off somewhere.
You know what sucks, though, is that when that kid grows up, if he turns out to be a failure... They're going to be like, yeah, we tried to give you up. We tried to have you kidnapped.
They brought you back.
He didn't want it. They brought you back.
Your kidnapper brought you back.
He's like that dog that, you know, you try to drive out to the desert that keeps finding his way home. You little fucker, you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, somewhere that I kind of want to try out. I like tasting weird food and shit like that. But apparently there's this big thing that goes on the day after Thanksgiving. Thousands attend turkey Testicle Festival.
What? Oh, are you there?
No, but I...
Are you one of the contestants?
I'm not one of the contestants. Okay, so apparently organizers of the 28th annual Turkey Testicle Festival in Illinois said more than 1,000 pounds of foul genitals were served to a crowd of about 4,000 people. Yeah, 4,000 people. The Parkside Pub in Huntley said the event features regulars and first-timers sampling turkey testicles that have been breaded, deep-fried, and served in cups. Jeff Lavelle, owner of Parkside Pub, said many are drawn to the event by the unique taste of the dish. The smaller ones are more flavorful, he said. Most people compare it to chicken or mushrooms, and really, anything breaded and deep-fried can't be all that bad, can it?
Not to me.
You know what? I've eaten chocolate crickets. I've eaten, like, you know, some weird shit. I didn't get
to taste the fried turkey this year.
You didn't, Rob?
No.
Come on, man.
Because they stopped doing that last year, and this year he cooked it with some infrared oven.
Oh, hell no. Infrared shit sounds scary.
It was really good, though.
Well,
see? It was really, really juicy.
You sure you're not talking about the balls?
Mm.
You just have that look like, oh, balls, like...
I know, like,
oh, is that what we were talking about?
See, I think that kind of brought out the juiciness of the fry. Sorry, Rob. You
well,
know,
back
I,
to
I
sex.
Always have to go there.
Back to
Thanks,
sex.
Thanks, Dusty.
Back
but
to sex.
I
back
hope all sex. Listeners out there notice, I don't bring this shit up.
It's me.
I don't bring it up.
He doesn't.
I don't.
It's me. I'm sorry,
back
guys.
Back to sex.
Go ahead, Desi. What do you got, baby?
German couple taken to court for noisy sex.
What?
Yeah, it says a German couple has been taken to court because their bed made too much noise during their lovemaking.
Nice.
Stephanie Mueller faced a fine for one night of passion with her partner, Lucas.
Lucas.
That woke up the neighborhood. That make up the whole neighborhood.
Damn, really?
Since police said they received complaints from the neighbors, the pair was summoned under the anti-noise pollution law.
Wow.
There's an ants. I didn't know that. But they refused to pay the fine. This led to a court hearing where Mrs. Mueller said, we weren't that loud. The judge said, perhaps not you, but your bed. We have witnesses' statements that it was heard banging and squeaking around the neighborhood from 11:30 p.m. until 1 a.m. the next morning.
Hey.
Mr. Lucas told the court it was totally normal sex, nothing exciting. A remark which earned him
just doing her in the butt that night. Come on, guys.
Is a remark that which earned him a scornful look from Mrs. Mueller, who snapped, thanks, that was nice, as she left the courtroom.
See, I feel bad for my neighbors because sometimes me and my girl can really, like, get a little crazy. And that's why you have to turn radio, people. Keep a radio right next to your bed.
No, this is what you do.
Go for it.
You don't have a fucking frame on your bed.
That's it. That's another
one.
You
put your bed on the floor. If you're a person that likes to have noisy sex and you got a roommate or it's not your own place, put your bed on the floor.
Good job, Desi. Look at her.
That's a good idea.
No. The more you know.
My bed was always on my floor anywhere. Like, I don't want a frame. Why? So I can go,
The more you know, people. Desi.
My bed is quiet.
That's great shit.
Just
seriously.
Saying.
There's
I'm
your
not
advice
go
for
there,
the day.
Because I was going to ask a question, but I'm not going to go there. Maybe next show. Because I want to know how the fuck it's so quiet.
No, I don't know.
Because that
know.
Shit hurts.
I don't want to know.
It has to hurt.
What?
It has to.
I don't want to know.
Okay. Go ahead, Robert. I'm not going to go there.
Okay. Farmer says marijuana was for the ducks.
What?
A French duck farmer who claims cannabis is an effective dewormer was fined $669 and given a suspended jail sentence for possession of the plant. Police said Michael Ruyer was found to possess 12 marijuana plants and 11 pounds of bagged cannabis
nice.
At his duck farm.
Damn, how many ducks did he have?
Duck farm. There's no better worming substance for them. A specialist advised me to do it, Ruyer said. The farmer admitted to smoking some of the marijuana, but he said the majority was fed to the 150 ducks to keep them free from worms.
That's not cool, man. Blame it on the fucking ducks. That's not nice.
This is for real.
No, this
not
is really
one,
seriously.
Not one duck has worms. They're all in excellent health.
Another thing cannabis does.
Exactly.
That was Royer's lawyer.
Did he get a wreck from his physician saying that they said it was okay for the ducks to eat the weed?
A police representative did say the incident marked the first time we've heard of something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Surprising. Surprising.
Obvious.
The excuses criminals, or I mean, he's not a criminal, but the excuses people come up with, it's like, just tell them the truth.
It's my dog.
They will, like, be less harsh on you if you just be upfront with them.
I just picture in L.A., like, a Mexican dude, like, it's my chickens. They don't have the worms.
It's part of my chickens.
Mira, they don't. Look,
I make,
you look.
I make edible eggs.
They don't have.
They eat the fucking weed and the eggs are edibles. Imagine, that'd be awesome.
That's crazy. Hi, people. Oh, this is the world we live in. Now, guys, I over this whole Thanksgiving break, you know, that we've had this last week, I've noticed one thing, and I've heard so many crazy ass stories.
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Welcome back to the Oddcast.
There you go.
Again. 310-878-4890.
Air FM Live.
Give us
and
your calls. We're taking
talkers?
All your calls right now. So
all of
call
them.
Us now. I did get a few calls earlier, but we were in the middle of the news. So.
Oh, damn it. So call us back.
We will take your calls now.
Tell us about your crazy ass families, because I know you guys have crazy families. Because I heard somebody talking on the phone, and you would swear they were talking about their worst enemy, and they were talking about a family member.
Oh, that's my mom. Bitch.
I'm like, what the hell?
This bitch, you would not believe this bitch.
Exactly.
Who are you talking about, my mama?
And one of the hardest realities that I faced as a kid, guys, was when I realized that it wasn't like you see on TV. Like, I always thought, like, it was like you see on TV, and Bob Saget's gonna come out and, like, solve all my problems in one 30-second, scene. It's not like that,
dude. The mushy moments at the end.
No, it's life isn't like that,
people. It's okay, Michelle. Yeah. It's okay that you did that heroin. Daddy understands.
It's okay.
We're going to put you in rehab now. Drugs are bad, okay?
Oh,
that as a kid was one of the hardest fucking things to deal with, because I was looking at my family, then I was looking at families on TV, then I was looking at my family, I'm looking at families on TV, and I'm like, no, it's not the same.
The only odd family I can think of is like the Munsters or Adam's
Damn,
family.
Or the Simpsons or somebody dysfunctional like
well,
that.
Family Guy is obviously a dysfunctional one. I mean, they've all done odd things with each other.
But all these all these Full Houses and Family Matters, and it's not like that, people. I don't know. If I walked into a house like that, I'd probably, it'd be
especially
so fucking weird.
Especially Family Matters. Those are Oreos right there.
Dude, they're
seriously, like, they act so whitewashed. No, they should be like, I've seen, like, black families. Uh-huh. And, you know, they talk to each other, nigga this.
The only one.
All of them do that.
The
do.
Only one
I call
on
my
show.
Cousins nigga all the time.
The only one on that show that was any remotely anything like any black person that you or I know was the mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mom and grandma. And grandma.
Oh, and the first mom from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The first mom.
The first mom.
She would get her. Yeah.
What is it with shows switching moms? See, that's the real life shit right there. And
like,
they don't even say
like
nothing.
Roseanne. Oh, that was a dysfunctional family.
They did switch moms on Family Matters, too. And the second moms were always whitewashed. Uh-huh. Oreo cookies.
But see, in real life, it's always the dad leaving and getting switched around. It's not the mom. So they kind of got it all fucked up. It's usually the black dad hopping out of the picture.
Right.
Just keeping it real, people. Hey.
But they never got into, like, ghetto situations or anything. Because when I watched...
There was an episode on Family Matters.
Where somebody pulled a knife out
where,
on Eddie.
No. No. The brat was a guest star.
Oh, yeah. The brat.
Didn't she
and
still,
she got into some shit with Laura.
Didn't she steal her jacket?
Girl,
some
shit went down.
She like
stole that's right.
Her
I remember that.
Her.
I remember that. I remember
and
that.
And
there was a gun in that episode.
She like she like pulled it out. And they like zoomed in on. It's like,
it was like,
ooh, gun. You know?
And then watch she goes home all whitewashed. I got my jacket stolen. We need to call the police. I'm too scared.
My dad's the police. It doesn't matter, Laura.
Oh, that's right.
We're
her
still
dad was
him. Yeah, her dad was a cop.
Fucking,
that's another weird like twist to it. Like, nah, you. We're usually on the opposite side of the.
Do you remember Seventh Heaven and shit too?
Oh God,
I remember Seventh
Heaven. The dad
Heaven.
Always looked like he was about to cry.
Really? No, I never watched Seventh Heaven. That's one that
that show was so
it.
Emotional that it really did look like he was gonna cry.
He always had like
time.
Tears in his eyes, like his eyes were glossy and white, and he's all talking softly. So it's like, dude, cry already.
I don't like that.
Pussy.
Show me the. Show
you know what's
the real
funny
shit.
Though? The guy that played the dad in that show. On everything else he's ever been in, he's always been an asshole, jerk, motherfucker, douchebag.
Has he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You think so?
He's
no,
al-
he's
he
played-
always plays a douchebag.
Does he? Okay.
He was in some other... what movie was it? I don't remember the movie. But he was in a movie and he played like, this rich jerk guy, like husband. Mm-hmm.
See,
he's always cheating, always stealing.
Fucking assholes.
And there he is in Seventh Heaven about to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Does he look like he's about
you
to
know,
cry
I think
in those?
He was... He was the husband on the First Wives Club.
Really?
Yeah, one of the husbands on that movie.
Oh yeah, that movie. That movie. That's what I was talking about.
Were there any like TV shows that were close to what we know. Not necessarily it comes from our own family, but you know, like that we know, like, okay, this is how families really are.
Well, Roseanne was
Roseanne was one. Yeah.
That was like the Bundys. Yeah, I mean, slightly, well, they kind of drug it out, like exaggerated on the dysfunctionalness, but it was still a really dysfunctional family.
Definitely Roseanne and the Bundys.
Yeah, they made it real. Like, this is what families are like.
Yeah.
And I think Roseanne mainly. Like, they were a poor family. They weren't rich.
You know what, Desi? You saying poor, I have to bring this up as a public service announcement. And once again, these are the thoughts of Dusty Angel. They do not reflect the thoughts of all the other cast members on the
air. Give it to me, Rob. RFM.com.
RFM Live.
Or its subsidiaries. Or podtalkers.com.
And sadly, a lot of people are going to agree with me, but crime in Los Angeles and everywhere else would go down so much if poor people stopped having kids.
Okay? Oh, yeah, I saw you post that.
I'm sorry,
Why in the hell are poor people still having kids?
Why?
No, I don't understand this. Okay, those people in third world countries popping out kids that they can't fucking feed.
Yeah.
Okay, the last thing on my mind if I'm starving to death is having
is
sex.
Is fucking, right?
You know, and it's like, ew.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
That's
Stop
no.
having kids. You can't feed
Thank
them.
Thank you. Because your kids are going to grow up to fucking hate you or grow up to rob me in like 15 years when I'm at my fucking at the light just trying to make a right, and your kid is going to come up and shoot me because you haven't fed him in 3 days. Please, I'm sorry, guys, but please take care of your kids. Please don't have kids. Can we make it mandatory? Anybody? Can we?
Condoms should be free to poor people.
They are. You can literally go to any, what's that, Planned Parenthood or what?
You can go there. It's free for STDs, you know, testing or whatever. And then they give you free condoms and free birth control and different. There's all kinds of fucking shit out there. There's
please,
fucking a foam
people.
You can use. There's a fucking ring. There's all kinds of shit.
There is, because your kids shouldn't be carjacking us. It's not nice. It's not a good thing. I see parents out there who I can't believe they come from. I see why the kid's fucked up, because you could see their mom's crazy or the rest of their family is nuts. You're like, I see why this kid has issues, dog. It's
I give
sad.
Thanks for all the rich people having kids.
Yeah. Thank you, please, because we'll be working for them one day. God damn it. Fucking assholes. But no, there's this one chick on, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but I was just working out and watching it. But there's this teen mom show on MTV.
Oh, 16 and Pregnant. I know.
Is that
I
what it's called? Did you hear about this one chick?
Yeah, the one that beats her boyfriend?
That beat the fuck
Gary?
Out of her boyfriend.
Yeah, his name's Gary.
Gary. Okay, Gary's his name, okay? Because, okay, can you explain people
show.
To the show who haven't seen it?
This is from
What's
my
it called? 16 and Pregnant?
16 and Pregnant, okay. But it turned into Teen Mom because, you know, they had their kids and they're not 16. But, yeah, this girl, okay, this is my perspective on her, because she reminded me a lot of Saggy Waggy.
Okay.
This girl's a pill popper, first of all.
Okay.
She takes, like, antidepressants and, I'm pretty sure, like, anti-anxiety pills. Uh-huh. And she, you know, she's got emotional issues, which is obvious. But okay. She's taken her rage out on this guy multiple times. Like, there's a few shots, scenes that they actually did not, they did not a show on MTV.
Really? The shit
is
that
MTV
I saw?
Or
yeah, it's MTV, yeah. The shit I saw was so like, wow.
Yeah, she would always fucking be beating on him and shit, you know, but she got in trouble for that.
She did. Her kids actually a ward of the state now. Actually, I have
that
a little.
And they caught her like drinking and taking
exactly.
pills, and she told everyone that she was taking pills and drinking.
She did, really.
So that would
see.
That makes you more crazy, because like,
yeah, see,
Saki okay. Wacky would get like that, like drink and be on pills.
Here it is, right here.
Who are you talking to?
I'm leaving.
She's saying, "Who are you talking to?" He's saying he's leaving.
And you don't talk to him like that.
Okay.
You need. Apologize to him.
No, this is a 17, 16-year-old chick. He's trying to walk out with a baby.
She's about 18, 20 now. Or 19.
Let me tell you something.
She's pushing him and grabbing him by the neck, people. Wow. She just slapped his big ass. He's like a wrestler, big dude. Big wrestler, dude.
You don't talk to him like that.
Dude,
wow.
The way she acts is the exact way Saggy Waggy would act with me and other
serious?
People.
See, that's
No,
nuts,
that's what
man.
I would have to deal with.
No, that's crazy. You shouldn't have to deal with that
the
shit.
Way,
that's too
the way
fucking nuts.
She acts was the way is what I had to deal with
that's
for seven
crazy,
fucking years.
That's crazy, dude. Nah, see, that's not good, dude. Does she?
And that's a fucking fucked up, odd, dysfunctional
yeah,
family.
Yeah, exactly. I think they are very
And she does it in front of her child, too, so that's what they kind of got, you know, upset more about, because
yeah, it's
she's
so
beating
sad.
The father in front of the kid.
In front of the and you know it's not going to stop. The kid's going to see it for the rest of his life. He's going to see his dad getting slapped on mama. What kind of image is that for a kid? Not
or
a good
vice
image,
versa,
people.
But it's kind of funny when it's the other way around.
Not a good fucking image, dude. That's really, really not good. One family that I've always, like, even when I was a kid, I knew to myself, like, okay, these people are fucking weird, but the Jacksons have always struck me. Could you imagine what, like, just any given Thanksgiving is like at the Jacksons? With Tito.
Do they
like
still get together?
I don't know, but just imagine if all of them got together. Just That would be probably the weirdest fucking.
They all have no noses.
Yeah. Poor Tito.
How's your nose job going? Oh, it's going great. What about yours?
What number are you on?
Oh, I brought Boba with me. Oh, I brought my baby giraffe.
Everybody.
Where are you working at, Tito? Are you still working at the tire shop?
How many more treatments till you're white? Oh, about three more.
Oh, good job.
Do you know what's funny is that if you ever, like, I noticed this last night. One of my friends pointed out to me.
What's
was,
that?
What do you watch them when the interviews, like Janet Jackson and stuff? Like, she's very fucking shy.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can see, like, she has insecurities.
It's weird. Yeah. Definitely, right?
Because you can tell she's got issues from, like, you know, her family history. But it's funny. She gets on stage and performs. And she's fucking, you know, hot, sexy. Yeah. You know, she can throw a show.
That's the thing.
But when she's in an interview, she looks so uncomfortable, quiet, shy. Yeah. Very, very soft.
That's what I was just about to say. That is
just
the,
like,
thing.
Just like last week, your friend. Holly Boots.
Oh, that's right.
Very
shy
and timid in person, but when she starts singing, it's like,
it
damn,
like, whoa.
Where'd that person come from?
And I would say most performers are like that. They open up on stage because most performers, I think, are more shelled to themselves. I
and
really think
like
they
you're
are.
You're just shaking your ass, and now you're sitting up there all shy, like I don't know what you look like
see?
Naked.
Yeah, that's a lot of performers. So I don't know. Thanksgiving at the Jacksons would be pretty weird. But what about the Arquettes, dude? You guys know who they are. The Arquettes
Patricia.
With the tranny and the...
Patricia's a tranny?
No, one of them is a tranny. The boy... One of the boys...
David Arquette is married
not
to Courtney
Arquette.
Cox.
Uh-huh. They have one who played in... like he was in a Chucky episode. Seriously, I forgot his name. Watch, I'm going to look it up right now. But he's part of the Arquettes, and he's trying to be he's a pre-op, and he's trying to get it cut off or
really?
However. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how that works with
wait, like
them.
Cher's, she gave birth to a girl, but now she has a boy.
Let's see, Arquette.
her daughter, or he, is legally a man now. Like, all parts, legally.
Are you serious?
Name change, name, everything. Yeah, she, or Z, is not considered a woman anymore.
Alexis Arquette. Sorry to cut you off.
So it was probably Alex before?
Wait, they're related? Probably. David Arquette is related to him?
Yeah, hello. They're all part of the same family. You didn't know that, huh?
No.
Yeah, swear to God. This one right here, the same. Yeah,
no,
that's the
I know
same.
Who, I know who that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's the same. Yep, they're
from
all...
From fucking Wedding Singer.
Exactly, from Wedding
really
Singer.
Oh.
Exactly.
Do
that's
really
he's an Arquette, dude. That dude's an Arquette.
Oh, wow, I didn't know.
That's
that.
Why those motherfuckers are nuts, yo.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
I didn't know they were related.
See, yeah, no, they're straight up. The Arquettes have their own little clan in the fucking Hollywood.
I only knew about David Arquette. I never knew they were related.
Yeah, just like what's the other guys? Baldwin,
David Arquette. I guess the list guy, Alexis Arquette, and the chick from Medium.
Oh really?
She's related to them too.
Trip out. See,
oh,
see.
I
the more you
something
know,
new
kids,
every day.
Hey, fuck with the podcast. You learn useless trivia.
Hey, it might be a Jeopardy question one day.
Exactly.
You'll thank us.
Never know. What's the other family? The Baldwins. Those motherfuckers seem kind of a little bit off to me.
But they're all weird. Fat and drug addicts now. So.
They are. Yeah. There's one. What's the one that's like popular? He's like he's doing his thing. Is it Alec? Alex
Baldwin,
the guy,
he's,
right?
He's the most popular one.
Yeah, he's the most.
Stephen Baldwin is.
Which one keeps their coke habit hidden the best? Probably Alec, huh? Okay, yeah. He seems like he doesn't get into much trouble. That would be a weird family. I don't know. Hollywood fucks you up, dude.
Well, yeah, you like, have seriously. Money, drugs, and sex accessible to you. You can have whatever you want, 24/7, any time of the day. What do you think that's going to do? It's power.
And imagine just being born into that shit.
Exactly. You don't know any better.
Nothing.
You don't know any better. You don't know what it feels like to struggle.
Oh, that's the
or
other
anything.
One. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Oh, there they go.
Up the pictures of
we're going
the Arquette
back to the Arquettes.
Family. There's this girl right here, Rosanna Arquette.
Rosanna. That's right,
she
Rosanna.
She was in that movie Desperately Seeking Susan with Madonna way back in the 80s.
I used to masturbate to that.
She's not very popular anymore.
Nope.
And then that Alexis guy.
Wow.
And then Patricia.
Patricia
is
I'm assuming, is a lesbian?
No.
Dyke chick?
No, she's not. That's
no,
her
just
husband right there.
Just wearing the suit.
Yeah.
Rocking it.
You ever heard of that show, Medium?
Yeah. Didn't know she was
on it.
She's on it. Okay.
She's the main character.
She is the Medium.
Yeah, the only two I recognize are the ones
and
that
then David.
Is David. Yeah, from Scream. Right? He was in Scream, right?
Scream.
Yeah. That's the
whole
only
bunch
one.
Of other stuff.
Yeah.
And he'd probably be upset with
look at the 13-year-old girl. What do you think she's what drug do you think she'll be addicted to first?
Coke,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And
she's
Red
gonna
Bull
be a
and vodka.
I mean that is her mother.
Yeah. She's
her mother is Rosanna Arquette, so
yeah, Rosanna looks like a freak. Like she takes it good.
Everybody looks like a freak to you. Their you grandma
know,
was
like,
there, be like, damn. Look
damn,
at those thighs
Arquette.
On grandma.
Peggy Arquette.
Rosanna Arquette was guest starred on Medium once. That was fun.
That was fun.
Must be an interesting. What about chilling with the Douglases?
Oh boy,
what is that?
Michael Doug the.
Oh,
Michael.
I thought
Douglas
it was a show. Like, is that a new reality show? No. Chilling with the Douglases. Keeping up with the Kardashians.
Actually, no, that would be cool. Chilling with the Douglases. Think about that, Rob. Like Michael Douglas and his dad have to move in with the black family.
Well, Michael Douglas right now is like going through cancer treatment.
Is he? Oh, poor
He's
guy.
He's sick right now. He's poor got guy. Throat cancer.
Which one's the one who did their whole rant with the nanny and the pack of niggers and all that?
I don't know.
Michael Douglas, the guy. We did the show. We did the show on it when Sam was in. Alejandro, help me out. Who did we just watch the other day who did the rant? The actor?
He's high. He doesn't know anything.
Mel Gibson. There you That's go. Who Gibson. I'm thinking, guys. I'm sorry. I get the white guys confused.
Not Michael Douglas.
My bad, guys.
That's why I'm like, what are you talking
sorry,
about?
Sorry, Michael. Sorry. Sorry,
I thought Mel Gibson, but
That's
I kept
who
thinking.
I was talking about. Yeah, sorry, guys. I get There's certain white guys you get mixed up. Like, there really are. There's certain white, like Nick Nolte and the what's the other white guy? Like Gary Busey.
Yeah, because all white people look alike.
And smell like baloney, apparently. I don't
I've
know.
Always had a problem distinguishing between Candace Bergen and Lindsay
See,
Wagner.
See, I'm not the only one. Thank you. Thank you. So, no, Gibson. So it would be chilling with the Gibsons. Just think like Mel Gibson had to sit chill with the
well,
black family.
He don't
family.
Have a family anymore.
Yeah, that would be a great
his
fucking
family's
show.
His family's gone.
Is it really?
Well, yeah. He got divorced from his wife.
She officially left him, I'm sure.
Pretty much.
Damn.
I mean, there was that whole, you know, public event.
Yeah.
Ranting on the phone.
But yeah, see, I never knew, like, because, you know, some people stay together after that shit. You never know.
Hillary Clinton.
Nuts. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That was just a cheating scandal.
Yeah.
Bill didn't yell at her.
No, he didn't. He just got his
She was just upset that he put his cigar somewhere he wasn't supposed to.
He put more than his cigar somewhere.
See? Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it wasn't the first time. He just got caught this time.
That was a metaphor, Desi.
And that's another one. That's another one who people would look at and be like weird when I said, I like Monica Lewinsky. I like she's a little thickum.
I wonder what she's doing now.
Can you imagine him inviting her over to Thanksgiving
somewhere?
Like now? Hillary.
Yeah, I brought a special guest.
Nah, my Clinton
she
sucks.
She agreed to go down on you too.
Hey. Oh.
Come
that's
on,
a picture.
Let's have some cigars.
Rob,
fun.
You just set up my you just set up my session for tonight before I go to sleep.
Ew.
Hillary Clinton and
Monica going down on Hillary.
Just think about that, dude. Think
I'm pretty
about
sure
that for
there's
a
porno out there made of for sick perverts like you.
Yeah, no, there's unfortunately there's pornos for everything.
Let's
that's
get,
the scary
let's
part.
Attractive. Let's get what's it called? Mrs. Bush, the first one. And two old ladies for Dusty.
Imagine chilling with the Bushes. How about that, dude?
Chilling with the bushes. All up in the bush.
Jennifer.
what's the wife's name?
Barb. Barb.
What do we call them? Dinner with the bush.
Dinner
in my bush.
Eating that bush. Something.
Eating bush.
There's we could go
bush
on
in my
on.
Teeth. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I had that last night for dinner.
Oh, that's nice to know Denise didn't shave.
No, she because I prefer, well, I prefer. I do. I prefer that.
Wow.
I do. Hey, TMI, but still, she knows I love her. I prefer not bush, but hair. I need to know I'm fucking an
adult.
You
want the landing strip so he knows where to point it.
Or maybe just an arrow so you can find it faster.
No, I have no
idea. It says clit here and it's pointing.
Surprisingly, I've never had a problem finding
that's a
that
cool
hole.
Tattoo.
I've never had a problem. Yeah, see, and porn stars, while you're on tattoos, stop. I hate when porn stars get tattoos like right around there. Doesn't do it for me.
Really? Leave your vajay alone. No, it is not VIP.
Yeah,
access
nah.
Areas. I've seen a girl had a tattoo that said VIP. I'm like, why do you have that? Oh,
there
at first
tattoos
I was like, why
on pelvic area.
Yeah, that's cool, but like right there. Because you know what's the first thing you do when you get a tattoo? You show it off. I don't want to be fucking some girl with the idea that she just showed like 80 guys her cooch. I don't know.
I've seen
doesn't
this
sit
guy
well with me.
On somewhere, but he had a tattoo on his penis.
Seen that before.
How the fuck do you tattoo that? Can you imagine the guy? Like, can you tattoo my dick?
Never.
Sure.
Oh, you know what I was wondering too? No. Did he have to be hard?
That's
no, the
guy
just had to stretch it out.
Rob, that's I thought that too, dog. I really did think that. You got to think what because it's not the same
take
if
some
it goes
Viagra
down.
Before
it's like
you
no,
go
this guy
in.
Was hardcore.
That's Viagra. Yeah,
this guy was hardcore.
It was
porn star too.
It was flames, but right? Seriously, was it flames?
No, it was like he had a tribal tattoo all over his body.
Oh, okay. So we probably don't watch the same porn.
No.
Okay, gotcha.
No,
go
don't.
Ahead. Okay.
But the obviously. Part of the spikes that were coming from the tattoo on his stomach went down into his pelvic area and then finished out on his penis. Like three little...
Three
little points.
Ow.
It was quite sexy.
I'm pretty sure it was worth it money-wise for him in the porn industry.
Probably.
Because I'm pretty sure people are like, oh, yeah, I want the guy with the dick tatted up with the points on it. Yeah, I want to see that come in and out of a girl. Yeah. Then we know how many times they've used him.
No.
Because, I'll, you know, if you see one penis, you're not going to know if it's the same person.
Exactly. True. But, oh, that's the guy with the fucking
Tweety
on his dick.
Oh, I saw that last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has fucking Porky Pig on his cock.
Was he big?
Yeah.
Robert's over there touching himself, dude.
I am not touching myself.
Whatever. I don't see your hands.
So, I kind of want to ask something, Rob, real quick, because I am the one that always brings it up. And this is, but like, how is the family towards like the fact that like you guys are gay and all that stuff? Like, is it because I'm assuming they already knew about your man Tim and all that? But how was Thanksgiving?
Oh, with all the new relatives?
Yeah, just I'm so fucking curious.
It was interesting.
Really?
It wasn't bad. Because, you know, Tim had a boyfriend before me.
Okay, so you were like the, okay, gotcha.
It's not a shock to them.
Uh-huh. Surprise.
But we did go into...
I'm gay.
We did go in and got introduced as, this is Tim, and this is his boyfriend, Rob. Really loud to everybody, so everybody could hear it all at the same time.
Okay. See, you don't...
They didn't say like you guys were like partners or life partners. Oh. Like, this is Tim and his partner, because that's usually what people do. Like,
imagine, like, this is my son Tim, this is his boyfriend Rob.
Uh-huh.
Which was cool. That
just
she,
like nothing.
That,
just
was cool that she was putting it out there, but it was like over the PA.
Oh yeah. Did the record skip or that? Did like?
They're gay, everybody. They're gay. They're together.
Did you guys get that? Did you guys get that from what I said earlier?
They're males, both of them, and they're together.
That's crazy that you stopped to explain that. That was where I was going with that. Like, that's interesting, very interesting. Because you never know if you're not going to ask. I don't have many gay friends. I mean, I have gay associates. You know, I fucking have gay friends, but you know what I mean. But I don't. I can't ask them, hey, so what's it like to take it up the butt like I can ask you? You know what I mean? So I feel special to you.
Probably won't tell you.
I know you wouldn't.
Why don't you just try it?
Because I know it fucking hurts.
You should
that's
just
all
try
I need
it.
To know. No.
How do you know it hurts? You've never done it.
No, because I
hurts. You're doing it wrong.
Like I said, I've accidentally, like, when wiping my butt, I may have, like, stuck a little bit of
may
finger
have?
In there, and it hurts.
What?
It hurts.
I've never accidentally stuck my finger
I'm
in my asshole.
I'm keeping it super real. Every guy's done it. Okay.
Not while I was
every
wiping
guy?
My ass.
I may have been drunk.
Okay, every guy who's listening right now, if you've poked yourself in the asshole. Post it on Dusty's page.
They will never post
asshole.
It. Nobody will ever admit to it. Send a personal message, and then, you know.
No, they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, exactly. No, motherfuckers.
I poke my asshole with my finger.
Yet another thing I said.
Old ladies poking your ass with a finger.
But it's true. Yeah. It can happen.
Liking bush in your teeth.
I love me some bush. Bush is the shit. I really, really love me some bush. I'm just sorry. It's nasty. Let's move on.
Barbara Bush?
She's a little too old for me. You know, I like mine a little bit younger.
How is she too old? She's not past 70.
Screw you, Desi. So, Desi, do you think, because this is something that families deal with all the time, do you think family members should date exes? Like, if you
a family member dates one of your exes?
Exactly.
And you're
no. Yeah, no,
that's
right.
That's gross.
Uh-huh. That
I
is
could never
nasty.
Date somebody my sister or brother
yeah.
dated.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't do that. I that's gross.
That is pretty nasty, dude. Yeah.
See, I don't understand how people have done that, because I've known people who've slept with their brother or sister's girlfriends or boyfriends. It's like, ew, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah. It's I couldn't. It didn't show up at family functions and like.
It's just a big no-no.
All that. Yeah, it's. Stop that shit, people, because it's not cool. It's not really cool.
It's no, and it's gross, and it makes you look bad. Because, like, is it really, is this person really worth you, like, you know?
Yeah.
Being on the shit list with your family, exactly. One of your family members who's blood?
Because you know how family are.
It's just dick.
They sit at the tables, and they talk shit.
Oh, families love to talk shit.
Oh, man, they are the ones.
They always got that one. It's like telephone, telegraph, tele, whatever the
exactly.
fuck their name is.
Exactly. Tell a nigga. Seriously, dude, because families, they'll sit, and it's always the older ones, too, like, oh, look who he brought in, Binchi Marijuana, or, you know, something like that. They just start talking shit.
Yeah, one of my friend's mom's like, oh, my God, she was such a fucking, like, big mouth. Like, anything that happened, she'd be on the phone all day long with different family members telling all the cheese men. Like,
are you serious?
Like, no, it was so nice, because you'd hear her, and then you'd hear her talking shit about you. Like, I overheard her talking shit about me once.
What, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm like in the next room, like, is that my name? And they listen, I'm like, whatever, fuck this bitch. Or she'd be talking. And then she'll talk shit about you too. Like she would talk shit about her daughter.
Uh huh.
And you can hear her, like, in the next room. Something incident would happen. And then 2 minutes later, she's on the phone telling the whole family, like, that's, she's this horrible
that's
person.
That's not cool. She's pregnant.
Oh, my God, yeah.
See, that's not cool. That's
literally,
why,
she did that.
Sadly, that's why I don't tell even my family. I don't tell them shit. Nada, nothing. I don't tell anybody nothing about me, dude. Because you're right. They're the first ones. They put that shit out there, dude.
There's some things that should be left unsaid.
Something. Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself, Desi. Because your familia will get you.
And they will always remember because they're in your life for the rest of your
life.
Exactly. And they will constantly remind you of your bad choices, bad decisions, the way you dressed, who you hung out with. Everything.
Exactly, dude. So yeah, you need to stop telling your family stuff, because those are the first ones who are spreading your shit on Facebook and tweetering it and tweaking it and all that.
Tweetering it. God. They're sending you a page. Beep beep. No, Dusty. Yeah. We don't have pagers anymore.
I know.
It's called Twitter.
Why are you dissing me? You're 24. You're getting old
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, but I'm from this generation. I ain't from the 90s.
Damn,
I wasn't.
You
were. You were a teenager in the 90s. I was a baby.
I was a kid.
Fuck.
I was a damn. Time is flying.
I'm not 24 till next week. Till then, I'm
yeah, you're holding on to that 23, aren't you?
Yes.
Hold on to it, baby, because after that, it's all downhill. Nothing
I'm
fun.
I'm getting wiser.
Oh, my goodness. You're almost 25.
Hey, girls get better with age.
Yeah.
I'm not dumb and immature.
You already know. I agree with that 100%.
Everything gets better in age.
Yes, they do.
Experience. Hello.
Amen. Hallelujah to that. Now, okay. I've always thought this because I've always been a thinker, and even that's why my pastors at church hated me, because believe it or not, Dusty went to church for
please
years.
Forgive me for jacking off on my girlfriend.
I used to think that. I used to be so fucking, when I would masturbate, I would pray for like an hour after that because I thought I was going to hell. But anyway, that being said, even when I was sitting in church, I always thought Mary and Joseph were a weird-ass family, because first of all, why weren't they hitting it? Because wasn't Mary... It was the Immaculate Conception thing with her.
They hit it after,
but why didn't they hit it before? Like, they should have been hitting it a long time ago, right?
Joseph didn't get with her until she was already having the kid, wasn't it?
Is that what it was? Okay, so God, like, kind of came down and put them together. That's why. Okay. I should have thought of that. That's why. Yeah, God kind of came down and made that happen.
God's like, I made her. I'm going to do her.
God tasted her
knocked
first.
Knocked her up first. What you going to do? Nothing. You can't find me. You don't know where I live.
That's kind of gross, though.
That's pretty sad. Sorry to all of our Christian friends out there. That's just us. But no, I've always
that's the way it went, right?
Yeah.
Joseph got with her when she was
Exactly right. It all makes sense now. So yeah, maybe I thought that and then thought, oh yeah, just what you said. But
and then they hit it afterwards because Jesus had brothers and sisters.
He had to. But see, the whole thing in the Genesis was weird. Incest, there was a lot of weird family shit going on. Like,
Genesis is a fairy tale. Sorry to say that, but it is.
Of course it is, but think about it. Just reading it, think there's a whole religion based around it. That's where
around
I'm going
Genesis.
With that. Just around the Bible, period.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So think, Genesis was, there was incest, there was a lot of murder between brothers and brothers.
They never say incest, but it's just implied.
Exactly. Abe sold his daughters to his uncle.
How are two people really, honestly, supposed to multiply into millions?
Into billions.
It contradicts itself because it says incest is wrong, uh-huh. But hey, you were created through it.
Yeah.
Just like being gay is wrong, but why do I have those feelings?
There you go.
Why do I think that way? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
So many other people do too?
Exactly. People can say it's not a trend, it's not a disease.
See, it was there in the body. There was a lot of gay.
Like it's if you think about it, it's like a fairy tale. It's a bunch of like fiction. It kind of sounds like a bunch of fiction stories that somebody wrote back in the day. Like
what I said.
You better not tell the 4 billion people in the world who believe that.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying like I'm against the Bible. I don't believe it completely. I'm just saying some things can be controversial.
Because that's my thing. I think too much. I read into shit like that.
Between the lines.
I'm like, damn, Abe just was supposed to kill this. Oh,
Genesis
damn.
Is just as much a story as the
Santa
creation
Claus?
Of some of the gods in Hindu
Zeus
religion.
And exactly no, Shinto and
there was a one I remember because my old boss told me, but because I asked him how this elephant head god came to be. One of the mother gods, I think Shiva, was married to this other guy.
Shiva skunk. That's
Shiva
where
was
that
a
name
hoe.
Came
Duh.
From.
Shiva
Weed.
Was a fucking
Shiva
hoe.
Skunk.
Duh. Anyway, so Shiva was married to this guy, and this guy didn't like the kid because it wasn't really his or something like that. So he cut the kid's head off, and Shiva got mad, and so the guy replaced it with an elephant head.
Okay.
And that's how the god, I forgot what his name is, but he has an elephant head.
And people believe this?
Hello, there's once again, billions of people believe that shit. Right? Billions,
just
literally.
Just as much as they believe a snake came down from a tree and told Eve to eat an apple.
And just like they believe some guy named Job spent 8 days inside of a whale's mouth, and some guy talked to a burning bush, and all that stuff.
And that guy made the sea separate.
Part Noah, and Noah did the ark in 3 days
or
whatever.
He got all the animals around the whole world.
Every single animal. A couple of gnats. He's good. He catches gnats. Fuck Mr. Miyagi. Noah caught
microbes.
Gnats.
He think about it. If they put somebody to the test, like a reality show, and like had them go around and try to do exactly what Noah did thousands of years ago, I wonder how long it would take them.
Well, you see, Noah had help from God. God told the animals.
Oh, that's
to go
what
to
it was.
The ark.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. See.
He tweeted them.
It all makes sense.
And Facebooked them.
It all makes sense.
And Micey spaced them. What is
Facey space?
What is that one thing? Let me
so go put it
let
on
me Google
your,
all over your Facebook or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you think God Facebook? Do you think like
spaces
do you think
Tweety pages?
Do you guys think God Facebooks?
He's got a Facebook. I'm his friend.
He's
with everybody.
Oh shit.
Yeah, today he said it was going to be mostly cloudy.
He has more friends than Tom.
I'm sure he does. Jesus is a very popular guy, dude. I'm sure Jesus has one also, right?
What?
A Facebook page.
Of course.
Jesus. See? That's cool.
And then on his Facebook, it says family member Facebook. You know how Facebook has that option? It says God. And it's got Mary and whatever religion you believe in. Because apparently, you know, Jesus is God in the Christian religion, and then in the Catholic, it's completely different. And then they worship. So confusing.
It's very confusing.
Who are we worshiping, really?
We're worshiping the Almighty.
It's like God became like a commercialized thing, like McDonald's and Burger King. You got Jesus, you got God, you got Allah, you got Buddha, you know?
Yeah, I don't get it. Some people say Jesus is Lord.
And you got Scientology.
Like, okay, but God is God.
Yeah, you
Jesus
know what?
Jesus is Jesus.
I could explain it to you guys because I really can, but we would be here all night.
And people would be bored.
But see, it shouldn't be that hard.
They didn't try to come here to go to church.
It shouldn't be that hard, exactly.
Because there's God.
That's what I hated.
God got Mary pregnant, and they had Jesus. So now Jesus is his own entity.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he is a God, he's not the God.
Nope.
And you can quote me on
it's
that.
Weird. Ooh, quote Robert in
and
the Bible.
And I think a lot of people have that confused. I think they all see Jesus as God.
But God is God is all. God is more powerful than Jesus.
I don't know what God is. I'm
you don't
God.
Even know what he looks like.
I'm just saying. In a hierarchy, you know, a chain of command, you know, whatever the hell it is, you know, let's pretend that God is part of the military. God is a fucking 5-star general, and Jesus is a general.
I picture God being a MILF.
A MILF?
Wouldn't it be funny if God was a woman?
I think she is.
Imagine, and you guys thought you were superior. We're like,
that's why
we just wanted. God just wanted to be a bitch to all the bitches down there.
That's why
we're. That's why we have
boobies.
To fucking give birth and bleed once a month. Because she's like, fuck you, bitch.
That's why I worship the Almighty.
Girls,
because
do that to
because
each other.
If God was a guy, why would he make all of us, you know, why would he do that to other men? Like, make you not have sex for a week every month? Or make your wife be pregnant and for 9 months and get fat and horribly ugly? Of course, another woman would
do
that to another woman.
He did that because the
but
devil.
But not a man. A man would make sure she was hot 24/7 and never get old and always want to do
very,
it.
You know what? Good point, Desi. Good point. I like the idea of a woman God, personally.
Wow. Now God is a woman.
Yep. In my mind,
vagina
God is a fucking
power.
Woman, dude. I love it. That's fucking beautiful.
It does
beautiful.
Make sense.
It does. It makes a lot more sense. Because I think
girls are bitches to girls like that.
Of course.
They are, dude.
We're gonna hate. Girls always hate another girl. I mean, some girls don't show it and some do. You know, it just depends on the girl's security or insecurities and
exactly.
pride levels.
A lot of them do. It's a war out there, ladies. It's a fucking war out there. It's even like that. Like, seriously, with families. Like, I see, okay,
brothers and sisters competing.
Exactly.
Shit.
Brothers and sisters, sisters and sisters, especially like it all goes to like the whole Jerry Springer thing.
Oh, that reminds me of another family.
What's that?
Sister, sister. You guys remember that show?
Oh, the two twins that got separated at birth and got adopted by two people, mm-hmm. and then they met, and then so those two people moved in, and they acted like they didn't like each other, but they really did.
No, I'm thinking Step by Step. That's what I'm thinking. The hot blonde
Step
chicks.
By Step was another one of those.
Yeah. Two black girls.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But Step by Step confused me because they had like kids from the first marriage, kids from the other person's marriage.
Yeah, it was like a fucked up Brady Bunch.
Then there was the kid that wasn't their kid but was always there.
The big tall one.
The big tall dumb dude.
That was a cousin.
Yeah.
Whatever. That whole family was like weird. I was like, who the fuck is who? Suzanne Summers? What?
Yeah. Oh, she was.
No, she was hot, but.
Yeah.
All the blonde kids.
Yeah.
All the blonde kids belong to her. She was blonde.
Right.
All the kids with brown hair belong to the dad.
Is that how it works? Because I watched it for years and never knew who exactly was who.
Never got it. Never got it, huh?
I just kind of stared. I was like, whatever.
Yeah, see.
There were three kids with brown hair and three kids with blonde hair.
Yeah.
I never noticed that.
That's it.
But, okay, the Brady Bunch. Where were their other parents? Where was the boy's mom? And
they died.
Really? Is that both of them died?
Yeah.
That was the whole storyline on that,
of the
too?
Brady Bunch? Uh-huh. Really? Yeah. See, I didn't know. I didn't even know there was a story behind it. I like the girls.
They explained it very, very briefly in the very first episode.
Well, really?
Marsha became a cokehead. Well, she's not anymore, but she became a drug addict.
Oh, really?
Jan, I don't know. She's just ugly. Mm-hmm. And then, what's the last one's name?
Jane.
Cindy.
Oh, I like Cindy.
Cindy is trailer trash.
My
she looks
girls.
Like trailer trash. She's got those bangs going on. It's like, what's wrong with you?
My kind of girls. Have you seen the girls from Full House now, like recently?
Little
Stephanie has
Candace
boobies.
Cameron.
I like Stephanie, dude.
Kirk Cameron's sister.
No, she's
you know
a weirdo.
Kirk
yes.
Cameron is?
Yeah, from that one show.
Yeah.
Growing Pains.
He's like a weird Christian guy now.
She was a drug addict for a while, too. Shit.
Yeah. Yep. I don't think she's all
Stephanie.
Yeah,
though. Stephanie was a drug addict. She was a tweaker. Actually.
Oh yeah, she was a tweaker.
Big
and
time.
She did ecstasy. Too.
Yeah, she was.
And then you got the Olsen twins who look cracked.
We all know about them.
Yeah, and the Olsen twins were like an introduction into the internet era because I don't know if you guys remember, but they had the first countdown of they'll be 18 in 18 days, 17 hours, 3 minutes, and 32 seconds. Like there was literally a countdown. Of when they were turning 18, I was on it. It was my homepage. Like when I was logged on the radio,
right when they turned 18. He came.
Yeah, I did.
He's like, oh God, 18.
I was watching Full House like up until that, and then boom.
Ew, you watch them grow up, you pervert. I know. What's that guy's name? Woody Allen or something?
But they're
well,
of
they
age
married
now.
A kid that he adopted.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking sicko.
Yeah.
You know he was molesting her. Probably
that is kind of weird. I'm not that weird, but I will. Hey, I'll.
You're not that weird. You made us watch a rape scene last week, or the week
people.
Before that.
I can't help.
You
know
what was funny?
What?
That you brought that up again. Actually, I was watching the show. I forgot what it was. I think it was Chuck. Anyway, somebody left and said they might get raped or something like that. And he said, well, if you do, I'll call Jodie Foster.
See, you guys would have never known if it was for me.
Nope.
Thank you. You guys
another
would
thing
never
I
know.
Learned. It's like going to school when you listen to the audio.
It was Medium. I was watching Medium.
There you go. See? Thank you. See, you have me to thank.
We should copyright that. It's like going to school when you listen to the Oddcast.
Exactly.
You learn something new every day.
It's like going to school.
And if you're not and if you're not going to school and you're doing bad things, you still get drinking and getting high, and that's what we're doing.
Exactly. That's what we do. I enjoy hanging out with you guys.
Yes, sir. I'm glad
fun.
I wanted to do it once a week.
Fuck you.
I'm just kidding.
Dude, I'm gonna kick your ass. Get on my goddamn
nerves.
No,
you might like that. I'm just kidding.
That's true.
No, I'm not. You're not. You don't look like Jodie Foster. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm not laying on top of a pinball machine.
No, that's when I watched it. Now I'm like, that was a bad scene. That was wow. That's what fucked me up, dude. That's what messed me up. I was watching that shit at 12.
Now he likes raping every girl he has sex with.
It turns
poor
me on.
Poor hot manager Denise.
But she likes it, so it's
probably.
Cool.
Obviously.
She likes it.
She agreed to marry you.
She likes it. She knows she does. She's listening right now. She loves it. She does.
Is she really listening right now?
She is. She sent me a Facebook saying,
what's
hi.
What's up, hot manager Denise? How can that happen? Why the fuck haven't you called in the show yet?
Yeah.
I haven't even seen you. Why is
310-878-4890. Denise, you better get on that phone right now.
That fucking horn. God damn it.
Well, she'll get on within 2-3 minutes. It's a little delay.
10 seconds.
10 second delay.
10 seconds.
No, she'll be at our party. That's once again going to be.
I'm just playing with you. We love you. But please call. Why don't you call?
She's going to be at our party. Where's it going to be again? Silver Lake. Hold on. Because we got to pump this up. We got to tell everybody to be at our listener party / Desi's 29th birthday.
No, fuck I'm just you.
It's going to be at 1519.
No, I'm turning 70. You'll like it now, huh?
1519 Griffith Park Boulevard, L.A., California, 90026. Just look up the Oddcast. We're going to be blasting it the next
one
week.
One more time, uninterrupted.
One more time. 1519 Griffith Park Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90026.
From 6 p.m. to 11
p.m. 11
p.m. They will be going live at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
And we will be taking your shout-outs for the Oddcast to be played live Sunday at 9 p.m.
Yes, we will.
On Air FM Live.
So make sure you come hang out with us. It's always a good time. And you know what? First five people to come up to me, shots are on me.
Really?
First five people to come up to me, shots are on you, and you get to enjoy the drunkenness of me. Just kidding.
Exactly.
You'll see Damona.
Yes.
Oh, look, we got a phone call.
Oh, yeah, I wonder. Let's see.
I wonder if that might be Hot Manager Denise.
Ooh, it's probably her. Hello?
Hello, you're on the Oddcast. How can we help you?
Hello.
Hello. Hey, baby.
Is this Hot Manager Denise?
It sure is.
What's up, baby? You sound kind of twisted over there. You drinking? You smoked that half a blunt I left you, huh?
I sure did.
We get to hear
you guys.
Yeah, I know. We've been having technical difficulties the last couple weeks, but we are officially on, baby.
Although we haven't seen you, we get to hear about your sexual excursions every week.
Yeah.
So, I apologize.
It's okay.
I'm making
a point. I have to hear that.
I see you in a whole different light now. It's
exactly.
Like, oh, you're so quiet and shy in person, but you're a freak.
Yes, she is.
She really,
you really are a lady in the streets and a freak in the sheets.
Oh, yes.
Or a freak in the bed.
In the sense, she is the epiphany of that, Robert.
Epitome.
Epitome, thank you. Epiphany is what you get when you're sitting there.
When you have a self-discovery.
There you go. She is the epitome of. So, baby, what are you wearing right now?
No, give us an odd story of a family.
Okay,
that was the subject.
And slip in what you're wearing.
What you were wearing at the
time.
Hold
on, I can't hear all you guys at once. Give you a story about what?
About your crazy-ass family.
Oh, wow. Which one?
Yeah, exactly. And
yeah,
then, none of them listen.
What our Thanksgiving was like. My brother got all fucked up like usually.
Oh.
I had to drive everybody home.
Nice.
Designated Denise.
Someone in the... Well, a family friend, let's say, I don't want to say exactly who, decided to try to commit suicide because they were having issues with their mom.
OMG.
Damn, nice.
They ended up in a psych hospital.
Ow. Ow. That's
fuck. That was just 2 days of Thanksgiving.
And that was 10:30 a.m. What happened the rest of the day? I was playing. No, that's crazy. Are you serious? Wow.
Oh, boy.
Damn.
That's a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
End up in the psych ward on Thanksgiving.
Hey, I had fun. That was the next day. Thanksgiving was just babysitting and driving people home.
And you guys wanted...
I promised not to drive. I mean, not to drink.
The funny thing is, she called me at like 2 in the morning. Hey, babe. I drove everybody home. I know I sound fucked up, but I'm the best one out of all of them. I love you. That was like my message.
That was the sad part.
I can't wait to get raped when I get home. So you can come all over my back.
Yes.
He tells us every week.
Switch it up. She's a freak.
I'm so sorry you have to hear all this, Denise.
We didn't want you to know that we know.
So we are going to see you at the listener party, right, baby?
Yes, I found out through Desi. Thank you, Desi, for inviting me.
You're welcome. I am glad I invited you. I hope you hit attending so you can add to the list. I didn't see that you were attending.
You better attend.
Yeah, no, I responded. I barely check my inbox, but when I do, I have about 20 messages. But I did see it, and I haven't heard one bit from anybody else.
I wonder who that is.
Yeah, I figured to, like, you know, step on it.
Well, thank you, baby, for calling in, and put my favorite patties on. I'll be home in about 1 hour.
Okay, I'll see you guys Friday.
All right.
Bye.
Mental
Bye,
image.
Peace.
Bye, Denise.
Yeah, no, I thought my family was crazy until I met her family, dog. No, her family's crazy with like Z-E-E-E-E. They're They're nuts. I love them, but they're crazy, dog. And it's going to be scary.
Capital yeah. C, lowercase r.
Fuck everything. Capital A, sideways Z. Oh, they're yeah.
There's a crayon right there. Why is that there? No, they're crazy.
Exactly. No.
Wow.
They're nuts. But, you know, they're good people. She's like the one that, she was like the one that went to school and, like, did everything her
well,
mom.
You're lucky.
I so am lucky. And she's a freak. So.
Well, now you know where the freak comes from.
Yes, I do. A couple years, I'm going to knock her up and have a baby. I knock her up about seven
really?
Times. Yeah.
Is that a plan?
I'm going to knock her up.
You guys
dude.
Are going to have a kid?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to explode all in that shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he's wow. going to love that for 9 months, and you know.
Oh, because I am a freak. I do kind of like pregnant chicks. Just kidding, baby. No,
does Denise know that?
What?
You plan to knock her up?
Yeah, she only thinks we're having one, but I'm going to knock her up like seven times.
Damn.
Nice, yeah. Denise.
Don't do that to her. Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah, no, I'm just joking. I cannot have one more. That's it, dog. I will kill myself if I have more than one more kid. Word to my mother, I will yeah. kill myself. I've seen people, and how do you do it? 4 or 5 kids? No, I will fucking die. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't go there.
I'm
Trust
sorry.
Me. Children are overrated.
Yeah. So should we get the hell out of here, guys?
Well, we should.
Check us out at podtalkers.com.
airfm.com.
podtalkers@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out the new podtalkers.com.
Yes, yes. And download us on iTunes and rate us on iTunes. We need those iTunes hits. And make sure you check us out, airfm, from 9 to 10:30-ish every Sunday night, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
And vote if you want my pictures up.
Exactly. Yes, do that.
I'll try to put up a new poll
yeah.
as quickly as I can.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Peace.